Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. If there would be any day, today would be the day that I go back and remember all those rain checks that I made, all those rain checks that I just wrote out, like, rain check, rain check, rain check, whoosh, rain check, okay? Pay to blah, 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 blah. Rain check, here you go. Let me sign this real quick. Rain check. Yeah, you remember because you took all the notes down for the rain check, right? Yeah. That's what I thought. So yeah, today will be the day that I go back with all those rain checks. Remember that time I was telling you about the college story, me being in this college university. It's university that's not really a party school, but there were a few of us who didn't necessarily fit into the mold. Not necessarily mold, stereotype of this certain school. Yeah, but yeah, anyway, that's not the point. The point is, I was going to continue or bring up some more interesting stuff about that time period, and today would be the day to do that. But I'm here to tell you that, unfortunately, and this is a business decision, strictly business decision. This has nothing to do with anything other than straight business decision. Business decision. Anything else that you could possibly think of, anything else that you could possibly come across and be like, you know what, you don't want to tell that story because you don't want to tell that story. This the reason why, that's the reason why. No. I got it. It's because of this. Nope, it's because of that. Strictly business decision. So the rumors, your running mind can just come to a standstill. Come to a chill, you can relax, you can rest, you don't have to worry about anything else, though do not fret, because it's a business decision. Those rain checks will not be cash. Those rain checks cannot be cash, because I have a feeling if those rain checks get cashed, or you make an attempt to cash those rain checks, you might as well just go ahead and say, woo, gone. Or just throw it around, probably. It's not going to bounce. No. Rain checks do not bounce, and my rain checks don't bounce. It's just that the checks are written on fuddy-duddy money. Fuddy-duddy money. Somebody fudged the numbers. Somebody got that crazy math. And the checks are not really checks. So all those rain checks that at the time was going through and saying, hey, you know, rain check. Hey, you know, rain check. All right. Take note of that. Remind this. Yeah, those were on different terms, and the terms have changed. Someone has changed the terms, and it's over my head and it's above me. I can't do it. And today will be the day for you to cash in those rain checks. But I'm telling you, can't cash in those rain checks because there's no money. No money. Can't cash those rain checks. So those stories and all those other things that I was going to do, I was going to say, can't do it. Cannot do it. In fact, let me say this. Let me write you out another rain check, but this time this rain check is good to go. This rain check is good money, strong, financial backing. This rain check, it's where it's at. And I'm here to tell you that this is the rain check that you need. This is the rain check that's, it's the best. The best of the best of the best. So that old rain check and all those other times where I said, hey, you know, rain check, hey, all that, just forget about it. Forget about it. We're going to bring those back and write a new rain check. Write a new rain check. And today is that day. Today is where the magic begins from here on out, because new rain checks, strong financial backing, it's all good to go. We're all good. It's wonderful. It is everything that you would want in a rain check. And not to mention, some of the stuff, you may get extra. You might get some kind of reward points. You say reward points, but aren't we dealing with checks? Of course. That's why this is the best rain check. That's why it's the best. Because not only is it a check, but you get rewards. You get reward points. It's almost like credit. It's almost, wait. Let me hold up. It's almost like I'm giving away money. It's almost like I'm giving away money. It's almost like I'm saying, I'm looking out for you, which I am, because I'm always looking out for the little guy. Because the little guy looks out for me, I'm going to look out for the little guy. Hey, it is what it is. And it's, go ahead, say it. You know, it's Manny being Manny. See, we got this bond, this connection going. You know the stuff I say, because I say it so much. I'm giving you a rain check with reward points type stuff. Giving away money. Hey, see? Friends. And someone said, or someone thought, that it wasn't a good thing to be in a friend zone. Come on. The friend zone is where it's at. If you're not in the friend zone, you ain't living. You ain't living if you're not in the friend zone. In fact, there's something pretty interesting that I came across before I go into the friend zone, and before I actually get to why you're here. Actually, I came across this note. Somebody actually took the time to write a note. Actually, not a note. Someone took the time to make out, type, add cool pictures and color. And on good paper, cool pictures in color. No. I know what you're asking. You're asking, what could it be? What would deserve good paper, cool colors, and pictures? Now, like I said, this is a note. It is a note. Cool colors, good paper, pictures. Now, if you were writing a note, think. If you were writing a note, or if you were leaving a note for someone else, what degree, how important would the message that you're leaving behind, how important would that message have to be for you to go all out in good paper, pictures, in color? Oh, and of course it's tight because it's on good paper now. So I don't even have to say that, but I'll just say it anyway. Yeah. Tight. What so important to you that you would leave that behind? Well, what I came across, this person, lady, what was so important to her was people microwaving fish. You know, kind of a, hey, you know, don't microwave fish kind of thing. See, I am not the old. And when I saw that, sure. Some people are going to be like, oh, okay. Just, you know, the whole passive aggressive writing notes. It was not handwritten. This note was not handwritten. This note was high quality. High quality note. The paper was good paper, laminated, and it was in a spot where if you are new to the area or if you, you know, just happen to pass by or walk by and you wanted to use the microwave, or if you didn't necessarily, you know, belong there and you're just borrowing the microwave, or if you were just a bad person to begin with, because come on now, let's be honest. If you microwaving fish, you're just a bad person, especially in an enclosed area. So I'm just going to throw that out there right now. So you know where I stand. So you know where I stand. There's no gray area with me. None. You microwave fish in an enclosed area, I'm looking at you sideways. I am looking at you sideways. I'm questioning your judgment. Yep. I said it, and I mean it. I'm questioning your judgment if you microwaving fish in an enclosed area. Yeah. Because, see, either you are doing it on purpose, which it would be funny, or it would have been funny if you did this like 20 years ago, when microwaves were first popular, or when microwaves first were invented, and you microwave fish, and then you realize that microwaving fish, the whole area just, fish, what is that smell? Oh no. So yeah, if you did this when microwaves first came out, or right in that era when microwaves started to become popular, where a lot of people start having them in areas, jobs and schools and different places started having them more readily available. And if you did that as a joke, I'd be like, all right, cool. You know, good job. Trolling effort, 100, A+. Yeah, okay. And if you did it and didn't notice, or you didn't realize the whole aftermath of microwaving fish, and you're like, oh no, I can't believe I did this. And you know, you feel bad. You felt like the worst human being on the planet. And you felt that you just owed everyone an apology that you saw. I'm sorry. It was me. You can hit me in my face now. Or I'm sorry. It was me. Here's $20. Or I'm sorry, it was me. I'll never eat here again. You know, however your I'm sorry went and the next part. All right, cool. In about 2 or 3 years, we'll forgive you because you didn't know. You messed up. So, hey, 3 years later, all's forgiven, all's forgotten. Fast forward to now. You do it and you don't realize it. Okay, it's possible that you don't know the aftermath of microwaving fish, but I highly doubt it. But it's possible. But if you're doing it on purpose as a joke, ha ha, come on, that's lame. That's past the point of funny. That's past the point of juvenile humor. That's past the point of, wow, okay, didn't see that one coming. That's creative. That's past the point of, hey, I'm just going to rile everybody up today. That's past the point. Because really, if you are that unhappy in life if you are that disappointed in a trajectory of your life, I just have to say, you know, microwaving fish isn't going to help. Actually, microwaving fish on purpose and trying to troll people and get reaction from people, it's going to make your life worse. I hate to say it. I hate to be the one who bring this up, but I think an intervention is needed. Yep, intervention. Intervention is needed. Everyone need to get together. Everyone need to find out a way so we can help you. And I feel as though everyone should get together and we should just air this out. And after we air out our grievances and after we air this out, you should go into an institution and get further treatment and further help, because that's what should happen. And maybe things can start to look better. Maybe things can start going on a more even, or your trajectory changes to the point where you're happy, or you understand what makes you happy, or you understand how to be happy. And microwaving fish to get other people riled up isn't a form of happiness. Actually, it's a sickness. So until we get to that level, until we get to that point, you know, it's bad. But anyway, so this woman went through all of the trouble to type out a letter, put pictures, like cartoon pictures and stuff of fish around, and pretty much plead with the people who microwave fish to not do it. I mean, she even went a step further and said maybe you shouldn't eat fish within this closed area, because even then there'd be a fishy smell. Yeah, fishy smell still. I'm not going to go that far. No. I'm not going to go that far. If you got fish and you want to eat fish, leftover fish, not fresh fish. If you want to eat leftover fish, sure. Hey. Live and let live, baby. Woo! Yeah. But when you want a microwave fish, and seriously, you don't know by now what microwaving fish does, what microwaving fish do. That's hard for me to believe. Even a mouth breather, and I'm trying to become a mouth breather. Even going through some of the mouth breathing classes that I had, one of the things that they taught us was not to microwave fish, that it was a no-no, that it's frowned upon. So yeah. Mm-mm. So this lady went through the trouble typing good paper, laminating pictures, no fish, no eating. Bam. And some of you can be like, oh no, that's so passive aggressive. Why can't she just tell the person who cooking the fish? That's the thing. What, you just going to sit there the entire time, 24 hours, and try to figure out who's cooking the fish? Because that's the thing about the fish. You can cook it, you microwave it, and you can leave, and that smell stays there almost forever. So that's the thing about it. Come on. Isn't there like a social contract between us humans that microwaving fish is a no-no? And I feel like people microwaving fish, they break the social contract. They break the social contract. That's no good. So this lady went through that, and I support her. I support her. I am with her. Microwaving fish, don't do it. I don't think that's passive aggressive because there's no way that she can just sit there the entire time to try to figure out who's doing it. No. Microwaving fish is breaking a social contract. Microwaving fish is bouncing checks. I don't bounce rain checks. I just rewrite rain checks and make new ones. I don't write checks that I can't cash. And that's why I'm saying the Cleveland Cavaliers are going to win the NBA Finals. And no, I'm not writing checks that I can't cash. Nope, not doing it. Cleveland Cavaliers. LeBron James. Yeah. Yep. I said it. It's in writing. It's on wax. Like me and my partner say, it's on wax. Urban Dictionary. Anyway, that's a roundabout way. You didn't think I could do it? Nah. Shh. Be quiet. Shh, shh. Don't want to hear it. Don't want to hear it. Non-believer. Ha. Told you. Go kick rocks now. That's what I thought, chump. Anyway, continue voting. Voting's good. It's great. Pretty amazing. Now it's actually starting to come around to teams where I actually know where their stadiums are. So that's a good thing. That is a good thing. Man, that's a good thing. But some of the other teams are still in the running pretty close. Don't know where they are. Not too happy about that, but hey, what are you going to do? Don't make checks you can't cash, right? Exactly. It's not this show. It's never that show, but they somehow intertwine, intermix, and I never get it right. Peace. I'm out, and stop it. Out.